Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The United Nations chief says he's appalled at the reported attack on a school in Ukraine's Luhansk province, where many people were apparently seeking shelter from ongoing fighting. Dozens are reported dead, but officials say some 30 people got out. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reiterating that civilians and civilian infrastructure must be spared under international law. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian capital is on high alert ahead of tomorrow's Victory Day celebrations in Moscow. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kyiv. There is concern that Russia could step up attacks to coincide with its annual military parade.
At a gas station west of Kyiv, waiting in a long line to buy fuel, 58-year-old Gashuska Tatiana says the capital has been relatively safe lately, but she adds that people are nervous that the Russians may start launching new rounds of airstrikes ahead of Victory Day celebrations in Moscow. Yes, we are worried, she says. We just hope that the Russians still have some common sense left. Curfews remain in effect nationwide, but some areas closer to the front lines in the east have gone into total lockdowns until Tuesday, with only emergency personnel allowed out on the streets. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kyiv.
First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, crossing the border from Slovakia today to meet with Ukraine's First Lady. NPR Scott Detrow is traveling with Biden.
Biden toured a border crossing and then her motorcade drove into Ukraine. At a school in Uzhhorod, Ukraine's First Lady, Elena Zelenska, emerged from an SUV guarded by a Ukrainian soldier. Biden gave Zelenska flowers and they hugged. Zelenska has been in hiding since the war began. This was her first appearance in public. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Uzhhorod, Ukraine.
Mexico's president is wrapping up his most extensive foreign visit, criticizing the U.S. for not making good on pledges for aid to Central America. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Havana, Mexico's leader also took aim at the U.S. for its confrontational relationship with much of Latin America.
Criticizing the U.S. and Cuba is always well received, and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador took advantage of his one-day visit to the island to push for less confrontation and more conversation.
Nuestra propuesta puede parecer utópica y hasta ingenua.
Our proposal could be seen as utopian, even naive, said López Obrador after receiving Cuba's highest national award. Instead of closing one off, we should be open to dialogue, he added. López Obrador criticized the decades-long U.S. embargo of Cuba and has urged the U.S. to invite all countries to the upcoming Summit of the Americas next month in Los Angeles, including Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.
This is NPR. In Egypt, ISIS today claimed responsibility for a deadly attack yesterday that killed an officer and 10 soldiers and wounded several others in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Officials say militants attacked troops at a checkpoint guarding a pumping facility and then fled. The military says the troops were pursuing the attackers in an isolated area of the northern Sinai Peninsula. It's one of the deadliest in recent years in the northern Sinai, where Egypt's security forces have been battling Islamist militants with links to ISIS. Dr. Strange has conjured himself into the year's biggest box office star. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
Marvel casts a wide net, and with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, it hoped to reattract audiences who'd been sitting at home during the pandemic.
You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Pretty much everybody, judging from the numbers, by the end of the weekend, Doctor Strange will have taken in more than $190 million in North America, more than twice what he did in his first movie, and another $265 million overseas, for a total of more than $450 million worldwide. That is easily the biggest opening weekend of 2022, and the second biggest, after his super buddy Spider-Man, of the pandemic. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower. Dow futures are down about 1%. NASDAQ futures and also S&P 500 futures, all three major indices, are trading down about 1% at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.